voices. Ooh, born from the need to feel connected to voices strong and uncollected. From island shores to distant lands, we reach across with open hands. Pacifica Wire, connecting our voices, lifting every voice higher, on air and online. We're tuning in together, no matter the weather, united we inspire. Pacifica Wire, from the heart of the industry to your home and family, with new tech and legacy, we share our destiny. We laugh and we learn, we cry and we cheer. Though miles apart, we're always near. The same show, the same time, a rhythm, a style, Pacifica Wire, lifting every voice higher. Stories told side by side, on air and online. Tuning in together, no matter the weather, united we inspire. PacificaWire.com.
Tao aki tu swiped down the wrong one. Planet FM 104.6. We coming through? Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing. Program 2. Live show. Are we not coming through? Testing, testing.
Yeah. I can hear you.
You can hear me? Sorry, was that not playing? Do you want to have a quick listen outside? FM 104.6 FM on a Saturday afternoon. Speaker Y, PW Live. We're here with you for an hour. Oh, it's going. So we're on. Okay, thank you. Do hope you are enjoying your Saturday. Sorry about that. We'll blame it on technical difficulties. And we do hope you are enjoying your Saturday. That's music from the Kingdom of Tonga, Small Axe. And thanks very much for being with us. And as we say, PW Live, connecting our voices. Now, speaking of connecting our voices, I was a bit nervous. I'll have to admit, I was a bit nervous about talking to these two very special people. Why? Because they are dear friends. We've been through the trenches with them, and they have been with us on our journey in media. So it's just that extra special. All our guests have been wonderful, but these two people in particular have been with us. They've walked this path, and they have agreed to be with us here as our very special guests. Let me just tell you a little bit about them. Now, as you can hear and see, we are here at a radio station, and behind the scenes we have sound engineers, we have people making things happen, making sure that the music's going live to air, the ads, stingers, all those things. And this particular gentleman makes all of that happen for Pacifica Media, and he's been doing it for over 30 years. Who am I talking about? Well, he's here with also his good lady, who have both been on this journey with Pacific Media. Now, George and Veronica Maunga Tonga. George was recognised for his services to broadcasting for over 30 years as part of the New Zealand Radio Training, the New Zealand Radio Broadcasting Awards a few years back. He's a sound engineer. Veronica is no stranger behind the mic either, and both of them are very passionate about the Pasifika community and the Tonga community. We welcome George and Veronica. Yay! Yay! It is so good to see. How are you both? How are you?
Oh, we are good. Thank you.
It's so good to see you guys.
Yeah. What an honour. Thank you for inviting us.
No. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh,
thank you.
It is. And like I was saying, I was a bit nervous because we've been through the trenches. We were just talking about how we were all at these particular, you know, junctions in our lives, and here we are in the studio and an area that you are both very familiar in, and you continue to be in at PMN, Radio 531 PI, New FM, PMN News, and of course the 11 languages now, is it? You guys
yes.
have?
Yes,
11.
11.
Wow.
It's, PNG is the on to.
Oh, they've just grown.
That's
oh.
a new one.
Exciting stuff.
Exciting, and it is
people
exciting.
Are
yes. And it is exciting to be with you both. You've been busy, and it's just great to have this time with you. George, if I wanted to start with you both, because it's an interesting story how your guys' journey into starting in radio and media. Yeah. It all started when you were behind the mic, eh, Veronica? So, George, you want to tell us a bit about that?
It was my wife running a show after midnight. You know, if you remember Sally Nielsen,
yes.
Her show was from 8 o'clock to midnight, and then after that it was Veronica was running the show from 12 to 6 in the morning.
Fooling around.
No.
And I was just there to panel for her, you know. If you remember back in Ellerslie, there were two studios, you know, the announcers was on the other room, and then the operator was in the where the mixer was. So, and I was just there to piano for her, and then that was 1994.
Long time.
Yeah, 94, 95, 96, and I did my course in 97, 98, and that's when Louis Bonifacio left in 1998 to study late law to become a 5-year-old. That opened the door for me to take over the studio, just doing the recording and stuff, and I've been there since.
Good. And Veronica, that show you were doing from 12 to 6, how long did you do that for?
I think a couple of years.
Wow.
Or just under a couple of years. Because one was blessed with another child.
What made you guys get into radio at the time? How did that happen?
Because when Radio 531 came on air, it was like something new, you know, especially for us who'd been here, you know, as youngsters and having heard the language and music from the Pacific. So I was quite interested. And I think Seth had put out an ad for people who were interested. And so I went through and he said, okay, you can come in and do this after Sally and, you know, have a little play around. And yeah, so it was great.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
History.
But somebody wanted to, you know, just to be the boss, like to push buttons.
Mm. And Rams, I loved that studio, Ramsgate, yeah, Ellerslie,
very homely. Yeah.
That was just, I remember when, I think George, you and Gary were, I think, the first two people that I met, and I just remember seeing you in the sound room and behind the big desk, and I just thought, man,
I think
was
the
magical.
Desk was about the size of this room.
Yes,
it was. Dinosaur. Yeah.
When, you know, you were dealing with tapes and mini discs and all those sorts of. So you moved into the space, George, of being a sound engineer. What was it that just made you think, this is what I want to do?
From a very young age, if you remember those, the cassette recording, I think. And back in Tonga, I used to listen to the Request Hour with a little cassette. And then I used to tape all the good songs just for me to listen later on, you know. I've been interested in it from a very young age. So when I came here and I went to Ellerslie, the studio, and I looked, it's just, wow, you know. And then I asked Sefita, I said, how do I get into this? You take the course, and then. So I took the course from 97, 98, and that's when Louis left, and I just took over from there. So,
what's involved in that?
Just recording the news from the island, loading the music, and you have the full access to the music library, you know? And I liked listening to all the music. I didn't really know any island music back then, but because I grew up listening to rock music and blues and a bit of reggae here and there, but But now, I think I'm an expert, I can say. And then island music, I know quite a bit, island from Cook Island to Fiji and to...
I must
almost every island.
Because I must admit, I was the same. I didn't really listen to island music. Mm. And then did you find that when you were on ear? Was it like an introduction to listening to all
to
those
sounds? To island music, yes. Especially Cook Island music. It was very exciting.
But isn't it funny though, eh? Like, as Pacific, we just assume, oh yeah, we know all the different music and that. But it was a real education for me too.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Still learning about the music as well. For you, Veronica, what's it been like just, you know, media has been part of your guys' lives for so long. How's that been?
Oh, wow. Oh, there's been a few tears. There's been a few challenges. been a few moments where, oh, am I going to keep doing this?
Yeah.
Not for me, for somebody.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but, you know, when your heart isn't, you know what you want. And it doesn't matter how much money, whether it's more or less, but that's your heart and you want to do it. You know, I just, George was allowed to pursue what he really loved. And oddly, his auntie, his late auntie, before she passed, she reminded him about when he was a child, he was the only one out of all the grandchildren that was allowed to touch the radio.
So right.
And I went, wow. He said, no, he was the only one. And look at you. You're in radio. That's your career.
And now you're in it.
Yeah. Wow.
All this time. What's special about radio, George?
It's connecting with the, your people, with the community.
Yeah. And you've played, and you continue to play such a pivotal part of connecting Pasifika community. What are some of the highlights over the years for you both?
When Louis Ponifacio left, I don't think George had been taught how to do a outside broadcast. So he had to, Seth sent him to one of the hotels that Jenny Shipley was making her first public speech or breakfast.
Right. Was this when she became Prime Minister?
Yes.
I think it was
a little bit nerve-wracking.
It was the Hyatt hotel back then.
Oh, the Hyatt.
Yeah.
Far out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And being introduced to that world.
We did the breakfast with Jenny Shipley and broadcast from there at the same time.
Mm. I thought, oh my goodness, George. Jenny Shipley.
Yeah.
Wow. Off you go then.
Yeah.
Off you go. Talk to the Prime Minister.
I was nervous.
Yeah.
I certainly have to admit that.
And over the years, like, it sort of became second nature, like going to outside broadcasts. And you would have just met so many different people.
Mm.
I remember the Pasifika Festival. You guys, it would be up at the crack of dawn, four or five o'clock in the morning.
Doing the setups.
Doing the setups.
I think one of the highlights was when Michael Jones, Orlo Brown, and I forgot the third one, they opened the butcher shop in Onehunga, was Captain Springs Road.
Mm.
It was Pacific Choice, the name of the company.
Oh, wow.
Now, when they opened their business, we were broadcasting from there. That day. And then I met all the blues players. Some of them, they were still playing for the All Blacks, and, you know, I was busing out.
And you get to, because it's just part and parcel of the job,
it's such a blessing, eh?
Yeah.
That you can't call it perks, you know. You call it real blessings to meet some really nice people and known people and people of the community and world known.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing, like you've gone from, like you said, like these high-profile international national figures, and then the community. I still remember the Miss Samoa, Miss New Zealand Samoa pageants with the late Salah Selinusham. And is it Malaiola? Some of those pageants and just the work that was involved, And I used to think, oh, no one's listening, but people are, aren't they?
Yes, I remember that night. We were there to broadcast from Malaiola, and somehow the person that's supposed to drive the mixer for Sally left, and then I ended up operating the mixer for Sally. So I remember that one. the early days of Stacey Jones when they come to the studio back in Ellerslie to voice AIDS. And I met quite a few people, you know. The starting of the Brownies, Ete Tuate, when he recorded his first a comedy show. They were speaking Ellerslie. Patsy Nation.
Gosh.
He came, might have been 2000 or 2001, to New Zealand. We were promoting that. He was in the Lakeside.
The Lakeside, yes, I remember that place.
Lakeside, yeah.
Far out.
So, and many, many people, they came through the station. Yeah.
Are you surprised, well, that it's continued? Like, the staying power of Radio 531 PI and morphing into PMN, are you surprised that it's continued and is continuing to be as strong as it is now?
Yes. We came a long way, eh?
Yeah.
You know, you've been there.
Not as long as you guys.
531 came a long way.
Yeah.
From the little money that the government came to us back then, and look at 531. Now they're probably global now, for streaming and stuff. Mm.
Absolutely. And when I think back to those days, and not enough is really said about the fact a lot of people volunteered.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Volunteered their
that
time.
Was fun.
Yeah. That that was labour of love, eh?
Yeah.
And you've got to take your hat off to all those who did.
Mostly to the language people.
Yes.
Yeah. Language teams.
Yeah.
Mm. And, I mean, and look at how much that is thriving now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's huge. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, we pray that it continues to. And I feel like, yeah, it's only going to get better and bigger. And more of our young people, I said they're so passionate about, you know, their music, their, you know, tangata whenua, or wherever they come from. Yeah, very passionate. And so that's so good.
Mm. And I think one of the highlights was when we started New FM.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That was
2002, wasn't it?
Yes. The government gave us a date to be on air.
Is that right?
Deadline. There was a deadline. And then we dropped everything just to put New FM on air. It was a pretty stressful day.
I remember seeing you very stressed.
Time. We were all over, riding all over Auckland, collecting gear and hooking up stuff.
How important is sound? I know that sounds like, you know, people would go, what do you mean sound and radio? But it's vital, eh? Without sound.
Yes.
You don't have radio.
It doesn't matter if it's radio or even a movie. Imagine watching a movie with no sound.
Mm.
It's boring. You know? You're just watching pictures.
Yep.
You know, sound is very, very important for radio, for TV, and
communication.
And media.
For you, obviously, you know, over 30 years, and you would have seen all the changes that have come with media, but what hasn't changed, if I can ask you both? What hasn't changed? Which is a nice thing.
What hasn't changed?
The passion, you know. The passion is still there. Wanting to connect with our community is still there. loving our people, you know. I think it's the most rewarding thing to me is connecting with our people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can hear it with the passion that you always have. I remember so many of our former colleagues have spoken about George's sense of humour that has gotten them through. When there have been challenging times at the radio station, it's George's humour that has really shone through.
And I guess look at George having a tearful moment. But his humour, yes.
And you live
every
with
time
that 24/7.
We hear there's noise, I'm around the office. Oh, George is there. Sometimes I say, haven't you got anything to do? You're always around telling jokes. But yeah, that's just that's George.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's an important part as well. It's also you're motivating, but you're also helping the next generation who are coming in to this industry. And you've seen so many people come through. You've guided people through this journey as well. So that must be heartening to see as well for you both.
Oh, yeah. It's such a blessing. It's a huge blessing. And forgive me for saying so, but I just feel that it is a blessing to see the young people come through Pacific Media Network, and then doors are opening for them, you know, when they go through to carry out something different. And so I think it's, although we want them to stay and build, but we know that when they go away, they're flying, they're taking all of us with them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something to give back, and they always give back to the community. So, which is great, something good.
And I've loved seeing that so many people who've, like you said, who've now branched out into whether it be print, television, movies, music, and they had their start at 5 through 1.
Correct.
I've always thought that that's just been like, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Growing the next generation.
Amen to that. Look at the things that are happening. Look at that. Tina.
Yeah. I know.
Annabella and Vela, you know.
Vela, the brownies.
Yeah,
the Kila, coconut crew.
The shows.
And having that leadership team, I mean, Safita Haole, if you're listening, would love to have you on the show. No pressure there. But he's, you know, that's how I got my start, was after finishing radio training school. Got the call from Seth, and just, you know, there were bumpy roads, like you said. There were challenges. But like you said, the overarching theme has always been about our people telling our stories, eh?
I take my hat off to Safita. I think he's a very good teacher himself in the, you know, in the field that he's, you know, an expert in, because he likes to test people and throw them, just throw them into it, like he did with George. Just go and, you know, get it done with Jenny Shipley's, you know, make sure that everything gets the air. You know, he throws you in the deep end, and it's all learning, you know.
Yeah, it is.
I think you just start to learn how to swim quickly.
Very, yeah. Otherwise, it's just dog paddling. My first interview I had to do was with the late Taito Phillip Field.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was my first interview. I think I cried after that because I was just so nervous.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But it's exactly what you said. He throws you into the deep end.
Yeah.
George, not only in media, but you're a musician as well.
Yes, part-time, you know. I wouldn't say I'm a professional, a semi-professional, you could say. Yeah.
But you've sung, I mean, you've also been part of a band with some of our amazing talents, like Angela Afiaki, the Kalfusi brothers, eh? You've done a lot of work. Can you tell us about that?
Angela Afiaki, we, and his father, Angela's father, asked us to, me and one of my friends to, to be part of the recording of the album. It took us almost 2 years to record the album. But we did it. But anyone can play that, you know.
Not everyone. It takes skill.
I know. George is just like the part of the walls. He's always at the back somewhere. Doesn't want to be in the front.
Where was it? Was it that we were at the Rotorua Pacific Festival, and George, you were up there in the band. And I was like, hang on a minute, that's George.
Hiding at the back.
Hiding at the back, but playing that bass.
There was a lady, this band that I've been with, it's Oceania Storm. There was the band that we toured the Cook Island with to be part of the celebration, their 60th anniversary in the Cook Island. So we had three gigs there. One was at the hotel, the Edgewater's Hotel. There was a first gig there.
Wow.
And our second one was with the all the other performers in the hall, the big hall, the government. And then the last one was at the rehab in Rarotonga. And it's just amazing. Love the weather, you know.
Yeah.
Love the people.
And
the food as well.
You know? Oh, the food, eh?
Yes. We like food.
Mm-hmm.
We like that food. talking about the Pacific region, have you felt that that connection's become closer? Like with, you know, in terms of media, like, yeah, okay, we're here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, but have you found that that relationship's a lot closer now in the region? Because we seem to be doing a lot more than we used to, eh?
Yes.
It's always been there, though, eh?
Yes, it's always been there, but before we just called them for the news. You know, like talking about, yeah, new please record, give us the news, blah, blah, blah. But now it's we are traveling there.
Yeah.
So it, I think the staff now, they are the journalists that they work, they are traveling more to the island than before, than ever before. Mm.
Social media
is really,
oh, it's bringing connection a lot closer. Yeah, instant.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. For you guys, with the introduction of social media, what do you think are some of the challenges out there in terms of being in media and having to deal with that beast?
Oh, I think it's just having to practice wisdom when you're broadcasting or sharing things. Not everyone's going to like what you share. Mm-hmm. And also the other thing is probably getting people more educated on, you know, on things to share, and our children, you know, our young ones, so that they are more aware of that there are people who have nothing better to do than hide behind their keyboards, you know, and creating paths that are not, you know, that leads young people to their doom. Mm. So it's a, you know, advantage and disadvantage, but it's wisdom at the end of the day. Because, you know, sometimes you can't say things because it's against your work policy, your work contents, contracts. Mm. So, yeah, it can be quite challenging when people have different political views. And so, but, yeah, practice wisdom. Go in there and have fun.
You can't go wrong with that. Wisdom and fun. Mm. Those two go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Do you, like, talking about the days when you were working with, like, huge, you know, sound desks and that, how much of that is now just, like, gone? Like, it's now on a phone, that kind of thing. How have you adapted to that?
I think it's doing quite well, but it's amazing how technology can just jump like almost overnight, you know, from analog system to digital, you know. I remember the cell phone that we used to use back in Ellerslie 30 years ago. It was bigger than a laptop bag, you know. You have to carry it. They're quite heavy, you know, with all the batteries in the end. You know, from there to the handheld one, man, it's amazing that the technology is you're basically carrying a computer with you, really. You know, you can be online and
your camera.
You can do your work through your phone, and it's amazing.
For you, what how encouraged are you to see that we've got more Pacifica who are coming into this industry, but it's taking on a new side, like with social media and learning those different.
Yes.
How's that been? That must be encouraging to see, because the team at PMN, it's growing, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It's quite amazing, you know. And they, I can see that where the media is moving into digital, online.
Oh.
More and more, I reckon. They'll be the future of the media. I reckon.
Right. Yeah. It's already sort of started, isn't it?
It's starting now. I think social media is more popular than almost with the TV and everything now.
But there's something special, I have to say, about Pacific media, because our languages are just, it's just so popular. I know we had John Pulu on a few weeks ago, and just talking about PMN Tonga and the reach.
Yes.
That's huge. It's global.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so you guys, you could be talking to somebody that's in Arizona and someone down south and in the region. Yeah. So that must be encouraging. What's the feedback that you get from people who are listening overseas?
People are so excited. You know, because for us, maybe we take it for granted because there's so many of us speaking different languages, you know, and we're with our people. But the ones who are out in the rest of the big world that we live in, there are people in Sweden how many Tongans live in Sweden, you know? How many Samoans live in Sweden? But they can tune in to and listen to our language being, you know, aired. They can even go online. And it's so exciting, and I think they love it because it gives them that sense of belonging, being at home. And, yeah, it's good.
And that is the beauty of internet and social media.
Yeah, yeah, that's, you know, the beauty of technology.
While you broadcast here early morning, you know, people in New Zealand are sleeping, and in America and the rest of the world,
they're awake.
They're awake and listen to the radio, you know. It didn't happen before.
Yeah.
Well, before internet, or maybe 20 years ago. But now streaming, everything on social media is a big, big.
Have any of your children wanted to follow you guys into the footsteps of media?
No.
Fortunately not.
After all your years, you didn't convince them that this is the way to...
No, but I think, well, these days, they, you know, the younger generation, they're a lot more, you know, used to technology, you know, they grow up with technology around them, and I see that with our kids, and especially to their father going places, he teaches them how to use microphones, how to hook up things, so it's a lot easier for, you know, this new generation, our next generation, to go into this kind of fields. They already have the know-how, the basics on how to hook things together and how to, you know, take videos and yes, that's very good. So, but nobody wants to go into anything like broadcasting. And
it's quite funny. When a few years ago, when I, you know, I used to teach them how to do stuff. Now they're teaching me how to do some stuff.
Yeah.
If only they knew how to splice tapes and things back in the days, they'd probably throw them all out the window.
Gosh.
What?
But that's life. You learn from a lot of people. You learn from your children.
Different generation.
From
young different
generation. It's good. It's good.
That's awesome. When you're engaging with, you know, our communities from overseas, what are the issues that they're talking, that they're interested in talking about on TalkBack, on chats? What's the feedback you get?
They are interested in hot topics, you know, anything happening in there. Like Samoa, the election has just happened, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who are interested in the election. And you see the numbers of the listeners and viewers on Facebook are just going up, you know.
Yeah. As much as our people have moved all over and afar, they're still very much interested in what goes on at home, you know. You know, whether it be someone, even New Zealand, they consider, because a lot of us Pacific are here. So they're interested in the things that are happening back at home, so they try to get involved. They even get involved with TalkBack. So it's good, even though you're way over there, but home is, you carry your home with you, so you're still interested back home. So it's really good.
It's like some of the listeners, they don't say what they're interested in, but you can see the views, the day for Fiji, Bekoso. That's what, and he just almost broke the internet.
Yeah,
you know? With the islanders, even the rock on Toronto, did a bit of a tribute to Fiji. That's how those kind of events impacted the Pacific community.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. And you know, I've often heard people say, oh, you know, Pacific people are very polite when we talk. When we're debating or that, we go there, don't we? We've got opinions, don't we?
We can get out of hand.
If you weren't in this industry, I know, Veronica, you, not that you took a break, your journey took you out from radio for a wee while and you've come back in.
What? Yeah. When we were talking about back in those days, was voluntary. Well, one had to work for a living.
Yeah, the realities.
So, yeah, that's just the reality of life. So I was raising the children, working, and then decided, oh, I've had enough. Just when COVID came, had enough working, George. I don't want to work anymore. He said, okay, stay home then.
Nice.
So I took a little break, about 3 months, and then there was a job, opened up at Pacific Media Network. And so I thought, oh, and somebody suggested to George, oh, your wife's not working. Do you like to ask her to, you know, submit her CV and things? And it was just in the things that I've been doing for the past 20 years.
Nice.
So here I am. If I go back to Pacific Media Network, and yeah.
You've done full circle.
Yeah. And I love it. This time I really enjoy it because, you know, the kids are grown up.
Yep.
And we drive to work and, you know, debate all the way to work. And especially.
Not get fried.
yeah, and then I really love to see the young, you know, the young talents that come through.
Oh,
amazing.
Totally.
Cow people, you can do anything. Put your heart to it, you can do anything. And there's a lot more support for our young people now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I think one thing that I really loved hearing is that your faith shines through. And I loved how you guys have time to just really focus, reset before you start work. I thought that was really pastoral care. It's very important to Pacific people, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It is. Yeah. You know, they brought the gospel to the islands, but I think we had it.
Yeah.
But, we're a giving people, I think.
I would say, but I mean, I don't want to convince people because people are still free.
Sure.
You know, to decide with their choice. It's to me, it's better to believe there's a God than pass away and then you go and find out there's a God.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we have one shot in this life, so, you know, when it's gone, it's gone. Mm-hmm. But we live in hope and in good hope that the good Lord will, you know, help us, and that we have faith and guide us the right path, to find the right path, and see each other again.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing, having two lives? One life here and one life in eternity.
Yeah.
So everyone is different, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever it makes you feel good, you know. I'm not going to convince anyone, but, you know, but... Yeah.
But that's just the beauty
much
of
wrong with our faith
Christianity.
It's awesome.
That there is a free will.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's quite amazing. It's we changed. I used to drink a lot, and you know that, and then Gary know that, and smoking like a chimney, you know.
Yes,
I smoked a particular two a day, you know, but you know.
I was a smoker from Nam,
yeah. When we stopped, it was just because we don't want to smoke anymore or drink anymore. Just, dedicate most of our life to the Lord. I can see 10 cents in my pocket, you know, saving money, buying smokes and buying drinks, you know.
But it's time, eh? But also health.
Yeah. Yes,
looking after your health.
Plus, our kids are growing up. I don't want to give them bad example. They can see us, you know, you've been drinking for 40 years and you're still drinking, you know.
Everyone makes that change in journey.
Yeah.
For you both, having been in this industry for so long, what makes good radio? Veronica, can I ask you first?
What makes good radio? Content that people are interested in. Content that people can relate to. That, you know, that can give them hope. Give them... something to hold on to, because we live in a world that's moving and changing so quickly. You know, there's bad news, good news, bad news, and most of the things that we see now on the newspaper that hardly anyone reads, but they're all not so good news. And so, you know, the world around us is full of bad news. So I think announcers and producers have a responsibility to their audience, to their listeners. You know, we've got to give people hope, and we've got to present them and give them the information that that is true and truthful, and let people decide for themselves, you know, is this what I want to support or I don't want to support. So I think it's just a responsibility to for the audience to see that they receive the information that's good for them, I suppose.
George, what makes good radio?
You learn from the best, announcers, you know. I think having a journalism background, it's a bonus. It's a bonus when you're doing interviews and stuff like that. Preparation is very, very important. If you don't prepare yourself,
it comes out, doesn't it?
Yeah. And creating good content to your survey and see what people are interested in. I mean, you can run a few programs and then see the Facebook and how many views, and then you can just take it from there. Mm. You can fine tune it. I'm to do with my team in 531, every 6 months I want to do a review. All the not so popular ones, I want to drop them and they should replace it with something else. Mm. But the popular one, keep it.
Yep.
Because you went from being the sound engineer, but you've got a new role, eh? What's your new role?
I'm not really dwelling on title, but I look after 531. You know, I can say that.
Mm. Veronica, what's his title, please?
I have no idea.
I'm not going to get it out of these two, am I?
I don't know, because, you know, I don't know. Sometimes people say a title and you think, oh, wow, you know. But I don't. George is not like that.
He's never been like that.
He's the biggest clown at work, you know. He's over there laughing, ha ha, and next minute he's got to fix something that's quite serious, you know. Something, and so I don't think title suits George.
I honestly, I'm part of the 5-7 team. That's all I can say.
Part of the wall.
So, having been behind the scene and now like in the front, making sure that it all goes to air announcers, and then what's that been like?
It can be very stressful.
Yep.
You know, you deal with people getting sick, holiday, and then you find people to fill in and stuff. And, you know, some people go on holiday, they don't apply for their holidays. So you have to chase up these people, you know, with the timesheet and all that. Yeah.
So it's taken on a new sort
admin side.
A lot of meetings.
Challenging.
Reports. Board report and all that.
That's exciting, though, because it's another side
it's
of
exciting
it.
Exciting because you're learning new things as you do this, you know.
Oh, if you weren't doing this, what do you think you'd be doing?
Sleeping.
Just listening to all sorts of music.
I love to listen to music. You know, it doesn't matter if it's opera music, classical music, rock music. You know, I listen to
Chinese,
Indian, Russian, you name it. I listen to whatever.
You're both pool sharks. You're both amazing pool players. I've had the benefit of watching you guys play. And you took it to national, international level as well. Both of you at some stage. What was it about pool? What was that?
I grew up learning from the uncles when they played pool. I think George was a late learner. But it's a nice game. It's a thinking game. It's also got some skills to it. You know, you've got a good eye. You can probably outpot yourself, your opponent. But there is a thinking game, because if the other person is a good potter as well, then you've got to play, you know, a different tactic game. But, and the people, there's a really, you know, some fun times. Mm. Wasted youth, they call it. But, yeah, very joyful. And we still get to go back and see that, you know, see our friends at pool and things.
Yes.
They ask us if we pray for them.
Yeah.
George, are you praying for us?
Yeah, I'm praying for
us. Or are you snobbing us?
What's it like, you know, 30 plus years ago, there you were behind the desk while Veronica was on air, and now you're back working together. What's that like as a couple?
To me, I used to complain, you know, we have less time with each other. But I can say I can see my wife 24/7, you know, and I like that.
Give you something to complain about.
Yeah, that's one good thing, positive feedback.
I like that.
On me. Yeah.
It's good to work with George. The only thing is he does a little bit more moaning on the way to work because, you know, all the drivers are, boy, drivers are driving really odd, you know, these days. I do agree with him, but see, the drivers can't hear him complain. I'm the one sitting in the car and I have to put up with the moan. I say, hey, that Indian, he can't hear you. You know, stop complaining, you know, the island person. You just concentrate on where we're going.
Concentrate on the roads.
But that's, yeah, that's the fun times, going to work together and moaning about traffic.
What advice, George, can I come to you, would you give to someone who's considering of coming into this industry at this time? What would you advise them?
Learn as much. Learn as much as you can. And because people like us, we are getting old. We're not going to be here forever. So they can take over. We need young people to be trained to take over. To carry the radio, to, you know, to connect with the community.
Veronica, what would you say?
I would say go for it. If it's in your heart, you know, do everything that you can to get in the door, pursue the, you know, the things that you need to learn to get in the door, and just learn as much from people around you. Put yourself out there. Aim higher. I've seen so many people come through the radio, like you said, you know, they go from the humble beginnings of 531 in Sefita with these, they're television presenters, you know, they become actors and actresses and,
We were lucky Marama came in as well and she was talking about those early days and just when you guys were having to, you know, you did everything, like, yeah, you were behind the desk, but then you'd be out doing a broadcast and then back in the studio voicing ads, all those sorts of things. So
yeah, and just keep growing.
Keep growing.
Because you just don't know how many doors are going to open up. And look at Neva.
I know.
No one can knock her off her seat. No,
absolutely.
She's the queen of it.
Oh, she's the goat. She is the goat. So, people can listen to the language programs. So, what are the frequencies? Just to remind.
In Auckland, it's just 531 on AM.
On AM.
Yeah. And it, outside, I don't remember all of them, but outside, if I can remember, Waikato is 103.4.
Right.
Yeah. And maybe I can send you an email with all the frequencies. I don't remember all of
these. Well, it's a lot, eh?
It's from Wellington right up to Whangarei.
Isn't that cool?
Nationwide.
From the deep south right up to the north.
I've seen quite a few people, you know. They came through 531, like Santa Cruz, like I can just name a few. Oscar Kiteley and Mario.
Yes.
Tewila as well.
Annabella.
Annabella and them came through. David Fanny, you know, was. Ete. Tofinga is still working for us, so.
That's so cool.
Yeah, he's still on the air,
yeah. Still on the air. So, yes, quite a few people. And it's amazing how, with the gear that we have, it's like hand me down.
Right.
Back then. And then it was to make do with what we had back then, you know.
I remember Seth's, one of his favourite quotes was, we're doing it on the smell of an oily rag. That was one of his favourite lines. I still remember. And I'm thinking, so does it mean we're going to get paid this week? No. And, of course, amazingly, the language programs. So that's 24/7?
Yes, 24/7.
Start at 2 o'clock, don't they?
Start at 3 in the afternoon, right up to 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And the fact that you've got a team that are dedicated to doing that, and like you said, that passion is still there. Yeah, it's still going strong. Yes. If you were to describe your journey now, where you're at and everything that you've seen, Veronica, how would you phrase it? What's next?
What's next? Retirement.
I know.
I would say the same thing. Retirement.
Retirement.
But, go for a swim.
Definitely while we're still working is... you know, just hang around and be a, I don't know if the young ones, how they look at us, but I would like to think that we can stay around and, you know, encourage and support them on their journeys, you know, and just give them some support. Where we've come from, you know, from the beginning of, you know, having a humble beginning to now, we see a lot more Pacific people reporting, telling news, telling stories from all over the world, you know, to keep going, keep telling our stories, because, you know, we have a history and we have a future and we need people to tell it. Yeah, I think it's exciting. But retirement, yeah. Maybe we'll do something like, you know, like you doing. Who knows? from the Pacific.
Hey, that's the dream,
yeah, from
hey?
The sunny side.
That's the dream. George, for you, that the journey that you, both of you, started 30-plus years ago, no signs of you slowing down. They still need you there.
I would like to encourage people now to learn as much. I would like to train them with all I know, you know, with everything I know, so they can carry the station when I leave the place, you know. It's not about me. It's all about the brand. It's all about the audience.
And it's been a loyal audience, eh?
Oh, yeah.
You can't
amazing.
Say enough about just how loyal the listeners, and they've continued to stay through everything that's happened,
that's
eh?
Right.
Through all of it. So,
but there's us as a people, you know. We're like family. It's okay. Things happen. Let's regroup. Recover, carry on. Yeah. It's the alofas in us.
Oh, it is. And like all good things, they must come to an end.
Yeah.
Didn't we just have a cool chat?
We
and
did.
It was just, you took me back in time, such a special time in my life. And obviously, because that's where I met my husband,
yes.
Your friend Gary. So you can jump in there, Gary, if you want to agree with that. But just want to thank you both. I'll give it to you. The last words, George and Veronica.
The last word. God bless you, and God keep you, and may His light shine upon you and your families. That's my word.
To me, it's if you have a talent, please use it. Don't let it go to sleep. And share it with the
share
people
your
around
gift.
You. Share your gift. Yeah. God bless you.
Maloel Pito, and they have shared their gift this afternoon with us, George and Veronica. Maunga tonga. Bless you both. It's been great. Loved
Love
it.
Guys.
We're going to do
Thank
it again. Thanks for your time here with us on Planet FM 104.6 Pacifica Wire, EW Live, connecting our voices. Here's Jar More Jam.
all love a bit of